2 Corinthians 6. But as fellow workmen, we also beseech that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he says, I have listened to thee in an accepted time, and I have helped thee in a day of salvation. Behold, now is the well-accepted time. Behold, now the day of salvation. Giving no manner of offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in everything commending ourselves as God's ministers, in much endurance, in afflictions, in necessities, in straits, in stripes, in prisons, in riots, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in pureness, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in love unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, through the arms of righteousness on the right hand and left, through glory and dishonor, through evil report and good report, as deceivers and true, as unknown and well known, as dying and behold we live, as disciplined and not put to death, as grieved but always rejoicing, as poor but enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. Our mouth is opened to you, Corinthians, our heart is expanded. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your affections. But for an answering recompense, I speak as to children, let your heart also expand itself. Be not diversely yoked with unbelievers, for what participation is there between righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship of light with darkness? And what consent of Christ with Belial? Or what part for a believer along with an unbeliever? And what agreement of God's temple with idols? For ye are the living God's temple, according as God has said, I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be to me a people. Wherefore come out from the midst of them, and be separated, saith the Lord, and touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you, and I will be to you for a father, and ye shall be to me for sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.